Just be on your feet. And just lift your right hand. Say, in the name of Jesus. I cannot hear you. Say, in the name of Jesus. Say, Father. Say, Father. Your word says, nobody comes into your presence.
Nobody comes in.
And goes back the same.
And goes back the same.
Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I decree and declare.
Decree and declare.
That today. I will not go back.
I will not go back.
The same way I came.
The same way.
Say, as I clap my hands.
I clap my hands.
And I pray, oh God.
And I pray, oh
help
God.
Help me, oh God.
Help me, oh God.
Give me a change of story.
Give me a change.
As your word comes.
As your word comes.
Give me a listening ear.
Give me a listening
let
ear.
Your word.
Let your
have
way.
Have a 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 way.
In my life.
My life.
As I pray.
I pray.
Oh my God.
My God.
Open doors. Open doors. Shake my story. Shake
my story.
Lift your voice and pray this amen. Lift your voice and pray this morning. Clap your hands and pray. As you pray this morning. You are changing your story. You are saying enough. Of the struggle.
Enough.
This grace, say, my Father, give me a change. I'm sorry as I go back. Oh my God, I will not go back the same way. Lift your voice and pray. I cannot hear you. Clap your hands, somebody. Pray this morning. Pray this morning. It's a new day. It's a new day. It's a new time. It's a new season. Open your mouth and pray. You are saying, oh my God, I refuse. To go back the same way.
Same way.
I refuse. Pray now, pray.
Oh, yes.
Open your mouth.
Open your mouth.
And pray.
And pray right now. Let me hear a believer from the back to the front. Are you sure that this morning you are alive to receive the empowerment of God? The other day, the Bible said to them that know their God, they shall do as well. I am here to announce unto you. If only you pray this morning, your stories will change. Are you sure? I can't feel a believer in the house.
Go ahead.
It's ready.
Go ahead.
Declare
from your bowels.
Declare
from your heart.
Your heart.
My Father, today,
today
I declare
is
the end of the bad and the beginning of a new story.
A new story.
I decree.
I will never
be a failure.
I declare,
as I do,
exploit
in my generation. Oh my God, for today, change my story, change my story. As I pray, let my heaven
be open,
be open. Pray now,
declare
to you, declare to you. Bible says,
O Mount Zion,
the people of God, bless and receive, believe us. You are saying, I refuse to go back the same way. But I claim,
right now, yes, sir. Clap your hands from the back to the front. I want to hear a believer who is Ezekiel. The Bible says the other day when the Bible called Ezekiel, God called Ezekiel and he sent him into the valley full of bright bones. He said, what do you see? He said, I see only dry bones. The Bible says, declare, and my God, and my Lord, as the movement, if you could declare, the bones begin to receive life. I can't feel a believer who thinks he is dead in the spirit, but in this morning,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus, my Lord,
Heavenly One, I pray this morning. Father, I ask that, Lord, you minister unto us. Speak, O God, in power. Touch every area of our lives. Touch our heart, O God, to yield to your word. To respond to the truth of the word. That our lives, O God, shall become a statement in our family, in our community. I ask that, Lord, you speak by the authority of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' mighty name. Say amen. Oh, say amen. You may take your seat. I want to appreciate the authorities of this house. I want to salute the Apostle General. I want to salute the Apostle General. My love for the man has increased. My understanding of his personality has increased. He is a man of God. I say your father is a man of God. And I will salute also our mother, Mama Rita. And I salute also our papa in this house. Oh, the Reverend Moses Lai. And our mother. Oh, I don't know why you are doing this. You cannot get up and celebrate your parents. You cannot get up and celebrate them because of their toil and prayer for you. That's why you are not destroyed. You don't know what they go through for you. Oh, shout somebody. Shout somebody. Hallelujah. I salute also the able executives of the WMG. I say I salute our executives. Bible says strike the shepherd and the sheep will go astray. Clap your hands for our shepherds. Clap your hands for them. And I thank everybody, the rich men and women, the future moguls, the future rich men. Oh, you don't know what you are carrying. You don't know who you are. But I'm saying that I salute the future rich men, future prophets, future apostles, future oil magnates, oh, future rich men, oh, future dominion takers. I salute you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, say there's a word for me. Say there's a word for me. My message is simple. It's entitled Dominion Through Compassion. Say dominion. Oh, I'm not feeling your spirit this morning. Dominion through compassion. This year, our father, the Apostle General, by the consultation of heaven, he was able to contact heaven for a phrase for the whole year. And he said, let them have dominion. Say, I will have dominion. Oh, see, you are saying that you don't believe it. Say, I will have dominion. All right, I will help you. Hebrews 4. Hebrews 4 verse 1. I want to tackle something. I will teach today. I will try and teach as short as possible. Listen to why people will come to church. And somebody will come and go with a testimony. But somebody will not just hear anything. It says, let us therefore fear. Otherwise, New King James, let us therefore fear. Let be careful. Let us consider this issue. Because there is a promise remaining. There is a standing promise that a believer in Christ must enter rest. You must cease from struggle and enter into what? Rest. Hallelujah. But he said, next verse, verse 2. For indeed the gospel, say the gospel, was preached to us as well as unto them. But the word which they heard did not profit them. Did not profit them. Not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. See, you can hear the word. Person A can hear the word. Person B can hear the word. But person A will not profit. You will not receive healing. You will not receive a miracle. Because you don't mix the word you are hearing with faith. You are sitting down when I prophesy to you. And you know that in Royal House Chapel, prophecy for one. And as the word comes and you run a soul, it is an act of faith. Amen. So until you mix the word with faith, it will be useless to you. I say it will be useless to you. This morning, I want your case to be different. Be the person that will receive the word with faith. Say, I receive the word. Oh, say, I receive my word. Say, I receive my breakthrough. See, there's a word for you for your breakthrough. There is a word for you. Until God speaks, no man's voice can do anything for you. Hallelujah. Compassion through dominion. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm not feeling you still. I say what? Compassion through what? Let's go to our scripture, my foundation text. This one just a breather. Hallelujah. Romans 10:13. I want us to come to this truth. Let us agree that this is true. Romans 10, verse number 13. If it's true, then we can continue. It says, for whoever whether you are a Muslim from the north, whether you are from Afghanistan, whether you are from the Volta region, whether you are a God, he said, whoever calls on the name of the Lord, the person shall be what? Saved. It means that it's an open invitation. And the only request on your life is that you should call. Say, I will call. Calling means that prayer. Calling means that you are connecting your faith to a name. Because the Bible says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And the righteous will run into it and they are what? They are saved. But most of us don't understand that this is true. We don't believe it's true. That whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be what? I want to define the word salvation for you. Maybe it will help you to understand what I mean by shall be saved. Bible says in John 3:16, it said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever again believe shall be what? Saved. The word saved means soteria. Say soteria. Oh, I'm not feeling the house. Hey, am I in the BMT service? Am I here? Say I am here. Soteria simply means salvation. In the Greek, which is where we had our New Testament, the word salvation or saved is what? Is what? Oh, I cannot feed the house. Say soteria. Now, what does that word mean? It means the entire package of deliverance. The entire package of what? I'm not feeling the house. Say, I have received a package of blessing, a package of protection, a package of provision, and a package of the life of God. When you say the life of God, we are talking about Zoe. Zoe means the life that God himself has. The name Jehovah is simply the word, the self-existent one, the God who cannot die. Amen. So when a person calls on the name of the Lord, the person becomes what? Soteria. The person receives what we call Zoe, eternal life. This life cannot be cursed. This life cannot be cursed. This life cannot be destroyed. He said, whosoever believe should not what? Perish by premature death. Should not perish in the life of failure. Should not perish because a curse in the family. There's a curse in the family that nobody should ascend to a certain level in business. That when you try hard and you work and struggle, at age 74, you should die. Or if you are somebody who doesn't go to school, you should have a good life. But when you make a mistake and go to university, you end up being a drunkard. But Bible says that if anybody be in Christ, he is what? He is what? A new creation is somebody who will receive a new spirit. And that spirit is God himself. Hallelujah. So every curse over your life, by the reason of your salvation, oh, I am speaking under unction here. I said any curse in your family, by the reason of your salvation, today by your faith, as you mix the word by faith, we decree and declare that curse is broken in the name of Jesus. You see, you are not believing the whole word. I say mix the word with faith, and it's a profit to you. So, compassion also means dominion. Compassion means to take authority and to trample and take charge. Amen. A person who has dominion is the person that matter. And most of us who have been to JHS, they say matter is what? Anything that has weight and occupies space. A person in the family who matter, they cannot have a meeting without calling you. If you're a person that matter in your house, nothing will go on without you being informed. So if you should have dominion, it means you are having what? Preeminence. You are having a place in your house that nothing can go around you without you being informed. That a time should come when they are calling a rich man in the house, you should be called. I say you should be called. When the time comes when they want somebody who have a story to say, you too should be one of them. When they want a doctor in the family, maybe that family there's no doctor. Look, if your house doesn't have a police officer, you are in trouble. One day you understand. When you have a case and you want to just make a phone call, you know, when a policeman is misbehaving around you, you say, wait, let me make a call. Then you pick a phone and then you call somebody. And if the person is your uncle, it's a done deal. Amen. Or you are sick. And there was a story I heard about a woman who was, at a critical situation. And she needed blood transmission. And if you should have gone through the process of filling the form, watching ID card, all those things they will do before they put you on the bed, she would have died. But because the sister is a doctor, because the sister is what? A doctor. She made one phone call and then the blood was taken in an ambulance. And with top speed, they brought what? The blood. And she survived. So if you have dominion, it means that when they are looking for somebody, when they say, I want to call uncle, it means uncle has dollars. And that uncle is you. Oh. See, I'm not feeling the hurt this morning. I said, that uncle is you. The Bible says, that auntie is you. The Bible says, let no man look down upon your youth. See, today you are a young man. Today you are a small boy. There was a young man called Abraham Ata. He was selling plantain chips in Ashima. Plantain chips. But one day, grace located the guy. Today, somebody who has been walking barefooted, he brought shoes for the whole Ghana. Free shoes. Today, all the mother, the father, the uncle, and his dog, they are in the US. You don't know what I'm talking about. Your story can change. I prophesy in the name of Jesus that if your faith can connect in this month of March, may somebody call you and say, I want to give you scholarship. I say in the name of Jesus, in this month of March, let somebody, may God send somebody away, somebody that will help you and take you to the next level. Your faith is too small. Oh my God. All you need is faith. Hallelujah. Dominion through compassion. So back to my anchor text. He said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be what? So is it good for you to share the contents and the package of soteria to somebody else? Is it good? Or is it a good thing? Let me tell you this one. There's nobody who is empty. Because the human being is a spiritual entity that cannot be empty. I say what? A human being is what? A spiritual entity that cannot be empty. So there are people out there who should be sitting beside you. Are we here? Look at the seat on your right. Look at the seat on your left. Look behind you. Do you think that somebody out there whose family curses and family idols have made a person a prostitute, whose father and mother are people who have sold themselves to the devil, and by that reason the person is not in church, and that person is now becoming a struggling young boy who is out there, should the person not be saved? See, there is nobody who has encountered soteria who will keep quiet. Who will not share the content of the package. Because it means protection. It means what? Provision. It means what? Protection. It means power. It means if you are soteria or you are in this safe, you cannot keep quiet. I say you cannot keep quiet. Unless you are not saved. When you are coming to church, you see people on the streets. If you are from Nungwa Mami, you see many of the girls this Sunday, they are plain looking this Sunday. And I look at the situation and said, oh, why are we not bothered? Ask your neighbor, why don't you care? I said, why don't you care? Why don't you bother? Where is your compassion? Now, if you are a Christian indeed, one thing that marks you as a believer And a haver of steria is what? Compassion. Amen. So somebody who has compassion is somebody that goes beyond the physical empathy to do something about the thing. If you see somebody who was drunk yesterday, we were going to do outreach, and as we were preaching, one young man came drunk so much that, in fact, oh my God, and he came to lie down in front of us. I felt a movement in my bowels. The location of compassion is in the bowels. If you can feel something when you see somebody whose family is full of poverty and you have received the same thing called salvation, you will share. And by sharing, you are expanding the kingdom. And as you expand the kingdom, you are extending what? Dominion. Christ said, occupy till I come. Take charge. Matter in your house till I come. Because you are the salt of what? Oh, you are the what? The salt of the earth. And you are also the light of the world. You are a city that is on the hill. You cannot be hidden. You are a carrier of the good news. You are somebody who has received salvation. Why are you quiet? Why are you not going? On Friday, I was at Nwamami somewhere there. Early morning around 5:30, and I was preaching there. About 1 hour later, one man came out. He said, I want to give my life to Jesus. One man. He said, from when he was 21 years old, he had been drinking. And when he came forward and I was praying with him, then the sister came out and said, Master, this our brother, he's my senior brother. He has never gone to church. We have bought him new shoes. We bought him new clothes. We did everything for him. He will not go to church. The man said that when people come to preach, I don't hear anything. The content of their message is shallow. Because my own Bible that I have in my room is like I get better understanding. But when you were talking, from the 5 o'clock, I heard your voice and something moved me. Something what? Moved me. And this one soul, Bible says that when one soul is won, what happened? The heaven has a party. There is so much joy in heaven. So as you are walking by people who are not born again, and they are going to Italian boy, but this time they are doing super bets, but this time they are watching soccer, and you have come to sit down, and the chairs are empty. Do you care? Oh, do you care? You care, but not inviting people to church. You care by allowing WMT to be empty. Oh, say I have repented. Oh, say I have repented. Let me show you the heart of the Father. Our Master Jesus Christ, look at what he did. Give me the book of Luke. Okay, Matthew chapter 9, 35, 36. Please, Matthew chapter 9, 35, 36. Look at this scripture. Then Jesus went about all the cities and what? Villages. Jesus, he went about all the cities and what? Teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom. He was sharing the content of the kingdom, that if you come to this kingdom, you are safe. You are what? And if you are not saved, you are not safe. Anybody who is intelligent, very intelligent, but the person is not born again, is a dangerous weapon in the hands of what? The enemy. Anybody who is intelligent but doesn't have the life of Christ which you have received, that person is a dangerous person. They can do anything. So Christ came to do something, to demonstrate the kingdom attitude. Most of us don't understand the reason why we should go and evangelize. Yesterday when we were doing the evangelism, people from church, they were looking at us like this. Like, what's happening? Because we don't see where else people going to do this thing. It's not natural to us. Our spiritual naturalness is now strange to us. When we are supposed to go ye, they are looking at us like this. What are people doing? Because what we know is that Sunday you come to church, dress nicely, come and sit down and receive oil. Come and sit down and receive prophecy. Receive it. Come out and then you go home. Sunday you come again. You don't call anybody. You don't feel a movement. You don't feel any need to talk to somebody. Dominion through what? Compassion. For us to take dominion, we must have the character of what? Compassion. That means that we should be concerned to our hearts. We should be moved when you see somebody's status. A young man, what they put on their status, you should feel like, this person is not born again. Some videos, they are deep Facebook content. It should tell you this person is not what? Born again. That if the person is now showing on your status, it means he's your friend. He's your friend. But what are you doing about it? And as long as you don't spread the kingdom, you don't have dominion. I'll tell you the truth. You can have the houses, you can have the cars, you can have the things, because Bible says that seek ye first. Seek ye what? First, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. So a seeker of the kingdom is a person that goes on what? Outreach. He is concerned about the lost souls. He has the heart of the master. Look at the scripture. Go there for me again. Jesus. He went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogue, number one, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, number two, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Next verse. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with what? With what? That means, he was moved with compassion for them, because one, they were weary. They were what? Tired. They were carrying loads. That's why he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. People will die in their singleness because you refuse to pray to them. They are souls that God has assigned to you. Young man, young woman, hear me. You are not too young to preach. I said what? You are not too young to tell somebody about Jesus. If only you have received Jesus, you can't be shy. You can't be shy. Paul said that I am not ashamed of the gospel. I don't feel shy. I am a Christian. I can stand anywhere and preach the gospel. If you are shy about your identity, then you are a lost person. Because only Jesus is the way. He is the truth and the life. And if you have the way, you will show people direction. I'll say it again. If you have the way, you see how the message is making you sit down quietly. Because I'm not speaking about the house and the car. You see how you are sitting quietly. Where is your compassion? He was moved with compassion. Because the people, go to the old King, the King James, KJV. Quickly. Oh, not this scripture. But when he saw the multitude, when you look at the multitude, what do you see? Are you bothered? Holiday, I was at the beach. Come and see what, in fact, it's called an eyesore. Many of the youth holding ayalolo bitters on the right, holding pocket on the left, a donko in the pocket, sachets, and holding a waist to go and waste themselves. People will move to the beach in their numbers. You see how most of us sitting here, most of us sitting quietly here. Hallelujah. Say mercy, Lord. When you see the multitude, what happened to you? Do you feel number? Do you feel like number? They don't have the spirit of Christ. You must be born again. I say what? You must be born again. Because anybody who sees the multitude who don't go to church and farm Sunday, they are going to pan fufu. Sunday, they call it a Sunday special. Early morning, they are playing football. A man of God, you are in your tie coming to church. You pass by them. Nothing moves you. Somebody in your house, you know, this person is not born again. This person is a stranger to the kingdom. And the Bible says that God, he is not happy when people are perishing. Listen to me. I'll share this vision with you. There is a long queue. Say a long queue. Of people who by every minute they are entering into hell. Hell is a place you cannot go and come back and say, oh, I have repented in hell. You can't repent in hell. And the queue is getting longer and longer. Today in Ghana, most girls are becoming lesbians. And they are in the places of authority. Today, corruption, wickedness has taken over the nation Ghana. So if you want to go to the army to go and die, you want to go and die, you must pay bribe. If you want to go to enter fire as a fire service man and burn yourself, that one too, you have to go and pay bribe. You want to go and live in the prison as a prison officer, that one, you will pay bribe. So the nation has been taken over by wicked men. The Bible says that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach. So if we keep quiet, if you don't talk, as a young girl, as a young boy, Paul said unto Timothy, he said that from thy youth, from thy infancy, you have known the Holy Scriptures, which is able to make thee wise unto salvation. He said, let no man therefore look down upon your youth, but you to be an example of the believers. Become an example. Become a light. Become a salt in your family. You to matter in your house. Take dominion by the compassion you will show. Don't keep quiet and watch people go to hell. Don't be, oh my God, see how you are quiet. I want to talk about the choir. How we come and play keyboard to empty chairs. President over empty church. Executives, I am trying to push something to you. One day I was praying in the morning and the Lord just whispered to my ears that I should command. I say, who am I to command? The executive to go into 7 days fasting and prayer for souls. I share it with the person that matters. You see, how a man can stand and pray for 7 days. Say, God, fill the church. I pray for the souls of the youth. Wake up at midnight and say, my Father, I ask for the souls of the people in the town. I ask, oh God. He said, look, either you give me souls or kill me. But your prayer is saying, Father, give me a new town. Father, give me a new marriage. Give me this, give me that. He said, you pray amiss. Your prayer is what? Pray amiss. You are shooting the wrong direction. But if only you seek the kingdom, if you seek the kingdom, if you seek the kingdom and its righteousness, then you said, I was young and now I am old. I have never seen the righteous who the souls of people matter to him. See, Christ at 12 years old boy, if he's your master indeed, you will carry his character. 12 years old boy, he just hid himself from the father and mother. And he was busy learning and asking questions. When they said, small boy Jesus, why have you done this to us? He said, know ye not that I must be busy about my father's business? He calls preaching, learning, everything about me. So he called it what? My father's business. Now, can you say the same thing with me? That this church, WMG, is my father's business. How can you watch your father's business collapse and not be bothered? If only you have an inheritance in this house, if only you want the gift of prophecy, you want that gift to heal people and to see those who are suffering come back to life. See, sometimes you watch me as if I am crazy. But when you lay hands on people who are sick, hepatitis B, by the grace of God, I lay hands on somebody who had that sickness, and the disease disappeared. Fibroid. It is called inheritance. This is what makes you a true Christian. Said these signs are for them that word, that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. Lift your hands if you have ever cast out a devil. Lift your hands if you have ever cast out a devil. That in the midnight, when something falls on your sister, you too can say in the name of Jesus, you first pray, come out of her. Can you do it? I pray that may that encounter come your way. The name of Jesus. people are dying and going to hell by the day. The number of prostitutes are increasing in Nungwa. Go to Italian every evening. There are more souls coming. More souls. Today at just about a year, they get to open a new branch. A new, if you are going, just watch. Barrier. A new branch with the lightings and the live band and the naked pictures to win more souls. Dominion for the church depends on the youth. So if I don't preach to you, the reason why you must go and preach, we have no dominion. Because very soon, the church, they will take over. Do you have compassion? But you can also see somebody who for the past 1 month, they are not coming to church. For you to say, ah, I am concerned about this soul. I can't sit quiet and watch. I'm going to do everything I can. Other ministries, they call something anadeia. Say anadeia. They call something anakazo. Anakazo. One thing is called biazo. These three things. Biazo, anakazo, anadeia. It means that you can go beyond just seeing the person who is not born again. And go to a person's house and say, sister, I want to get you to church. He said, I'm late. I cannot iron my dress. I will iron for you. Where are your shoes? I will polish for you. That you can do anything to bring that person to church. Anything. People are picking, dropping. They will take private car and go and wait for one soul. They go and park their car. They are aggressive because they have compassion. They are concerned about the lost. Because we can only have dominion through compassion. Christ said, occupy till I come. Occupy what? It's the souls. It's the souls. Your uncle, your auntie, they are not born again. Your cousins, they are doing some things. Some are becoming homosexuals. You know them. And yet you watch them perish. Where is your compassion? Ask your neighbor, where is your compassion? Say, why don't you care about souls? Why are you not moved? They say, bring a soul. Man of God will say, next week, bring a soul and I'll give you a gift. Even with the promise of a gift, you will come without a soul. And look at the church outside. Just look at the church beside you. Empty church. And you want dominion. Dominion is through what? Compassion. My scripture, please. Have mercy, Lord. When he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted. Some are carrying burdens. Some are carrying curses. Some are carrying manipulations of demons. Some are being chased by idols in your family. And you are becoming, and they have delivered you. They have given you the good message. And you are still quiet. A closed mouth is a what? Closed destiny. A closed mouth is a closed destiny. Your destiny in Christ to take dominion, to go. He said, go ye into the world and preach the word, the gospel. And cause our motto in this church is what? Touching our WMG. 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 How can you shake the world you don't preach to? How can you touch your generation with the power of God? Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel, because the gospel preached is the power of God unto salvation for them that believe. I'm wrapping up very soon. And I believe you are being blessed. Compassion. If the model can go up a bit, I'll be very grateful. Romans 10. I thought you were clapping, somebody. I thought you were clapping. It's a strange word. 10:13. Let's start from there. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be soteria, shall be saved. Salvation from poverty, salvation from premature death, salvation from sickness and disease, terminal disease like diabetes, all those things. I've seen somebody who had breast cancer. And the person came to the man of God. And by prayer, she went back to the hospital and the thing disappeared. If that person is not in church, should have died or gone and they will cut the breast off. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be what? So if you don't preach to them, let's go on 14. How then shall they call? How then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? That's why they are perishing. They don't know about Jesus. They don't know Jesus. They have not had a relationship with the man. That's why they can't call him in faith. If you are in a car and you go to have accident, everybody in the car will become a Christian. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. But they are calling him not in faith, but in fear. Not in faith. Unless you are a believer, that when you call the name you believe, you'll be saved. And he said, how then shall they call? How shall they pray and receive answers except they believe? And say, how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? Faith come by what? Faith come by what? Hearing. So until it says what? And how shall they hear without an evangelist? Without a preacher? Without you sharing the gospel with them? They shall perish. God told Ezekiel that I have made you a watchman in your family. I have made you a watchman that if I tell the sinner that you shall go to hell, you shall warn them. But if you keep quiet and they die in their sin, I will demand their blood from you. Some of us, people have died because we didn't pray to them. People are having infections because you have ceased to talk to them about Christ. And so they got infected. Maybe that day you were in the car going to work and you are moved with compassion and say, I will preach. And you get up in the car and say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. People will find their faces. Some of them will look and start making phone call. You said, my name is Daniel from Right Heart Chapel International. I have come with a word of healing, deliverance, and breakthrough for you. Let us pray. When you start praying, they will give you ear. But you heard the voice. And he said, no, I mean, my hair, my nails, and the way I'm looking. Somebody's in the car who knows me. They say, now the guy is a beggar. That lady is not preaching. What is that? So I'm shy. I am not ashamed of the gospel because I am aware and convinced that it is the power of God for what? Salvation. I can only touch my generation with the power of God, which is by the gospel. Christ was moved with compassion because he saw that they are fainted, they were scattered, they are aimless, they are dying, going to hell. He saw them and he said, oh, look at the scripture. They are like sheep having no shepherd. Next verse. Then he said to the disciples, and he said to somebody here, lift your hands if you are a disciple of Christ. If you are a disciple of Jesus, lift your hand. Now we are going to swear. The harvest is plentiful. The souls to win are many. The harvest is big, but the laborers are few. Many are called, but laborers are few. Many are in church, but those who are working, they are few. Many are called, but few are chosen. He said, Christ saw the multitude. He said, I can't touch all of them before I go. I have only 3 years to go. He said, pray. Pray. Next verse. Please, fast for me. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest. Into his harvest. Christ is saying we should go out of our own personal needs. Our prayer for marriage is good. Our prayer for a new car, it is a good prayer. But if you have never labored for souls in fasting and prayer, God, I don't like the church being empty. People are not coming to church any longer. My Father, my Maker, I pray right now, let your spirit, oh God, bring people to church. Because I know that if they don't come to church, the covering, the deliverance, healing will not come to them. They shall perish. Then you are praying a prayer amiss. He said, you pray and don't receive because you are praying to consume on your last. God will not answer that prayer. a soul winner, God will take care of you. If you seek for the kingdom, if you seek for the kingdom and his righteousness, all that you need will be multiplied to you. Oh, God will not only bless you, but he will bless the seed after you. He will give you some children that when you see your children, how they are excelling in class, how they are becoming people of substance, is a reward. It's what? Man awards, but God rewards. Human can give you accolades. Only God will give you reward. He said, behold, I come quickly. If you are truly aware that he's on the way coming, if you can hear the horses running, if you can see the time we are in, how that now people are becoming worldly after the day. He said, in the last days, hard times shall come. Men shall be lovers of themselves. They shall be covetous. They shall be wicked. Disobedient to their parents. If you are sensitive of the time, you will not keep quiet. Come to church and see empty chair. And they said, nobody's getting up. And you don't care. You are not moved. You are not touched. Man of God will come and talk about it. God, he said, evangelism simplified. Just share your own testimony. Live a good life. Create a relationship. And you don't do it. You don't care. Once you leave the church, you are forgotten. Your WhatsApp, your Facebook, you don't use it for anything called Christ. But I tell people that Christ is on Facebook. I'm telling the truth. He is on Facebook. How did he meet Paul? Paul was going to Damascus to go and cause havoc there. And the Lord himself appeared to him. And when Paul saw that, he said, Lord, who art thou? He said, I am Jesus. He is still Jesus. He is watching you when one day you take a phone and call people and say, I want to talk to you about Jesus. Or you get contacts and friends, you will be moved. When you go to the mall, people are coming, young boys your age, they are smoking. They are drinking. They are laden with burden. Are you not moved? You have received all the prophecy from the man of God. Oh, the author has spoken to you. You have heard, you have seen dreams, but you don't care about the living who are going to go to hell. I hope this message will go somewhere. Oh, I say, I pray that from today, you shall receive compassion for the lives of those who are perishing. You shall go and say, I am going, oh God. He said, I look for a man. I sought for a man who will stand in the gap and make the hedge that I don't destroy the people, and I found nobody. Who shall we send? Who shall go? With your beauty, with your intelligence, with your money, everything that he has given you, the reason why God blesses you is for you to expand the world, the kingdom. Amen. Compassion, dominion through compassion. I hope you are being blessed. Oh, I'm not feeling the hand clapping at all. I know it's a strange message. Hallelujah. Compassion is to be moved as to one bowels. Hence, to be moved with compassion is to go beyond the pain and move to do something about it. Compassion. Christ doesn't operate by passion. He operates by compassion. When he heals somebody, I will say that, and he had compassion on him. One day, a man asked Christ, he said, if you are willing, you can make me whole. And he said, I am willing. Christ had compassion on the sick. It is through the bowels of compassion that healing comes. Unless you move in compassion, you can't move in power. He said, you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, and you shall become witnesses. The Holy Ghost is not for you to prosper alone. The Holy Ghost first comes upon you. When you see the Holy Ghost and the power, you shall become my witnesses. One favorite quotation in this church, Revelation 12:11. They overcame by what? They overcame by what? But it didn't end there. He said, and the word of your testimony. Testimony is not you coming to say, I have had a new car. But what you can say about Jesus to somebody is called testimony. Testimony. That you can preach the gospel. You can share your experiences and tell somebody the Lord can help you. Today, one man was there. He said he was going through so much depression. And the lady said, look, there is a God in your house. If only you can come. It means the lady showed him the way. The way. And today he said, I'm not okay. Say from today. Say from today. I'll not be quiet any longer. Oh, say for today, I receive the heart. Oh, say I receive the heart of the Father to win souls. Say I will go ye. Oh, say I will go ye and share my testimony and share my account and share my experience with the people who are getting lost. You are not saying it. Oh my God. We are getting newer alcohol every day. The list I saw the last time. Now the list has increased. Bitters, so every bitters is there. And who are not drinking it? Hallelujah. Be on your feet right now. Be on your feet. Dominion through compassion. Abandi kasata. La bahle kodia zede. Ribahani ribo sahaba. Lift your right hand. Close your eyes wherever you are. God will demand some blood for some people. God will demand blood from you. Now, I want to avoid that one. Lift your right hand. Say the name of Jesus. Say the name of Jesus. Say
this morning,
I have received a change of mind. Say, I have received the compassion of Christ to use my grace, to use the power and the testimony I have to reach out. Say, Lord Jesus, increase the grace over my life. Help me, O God. Open my mouth. Open my heart. Empower me to reach out as I pray. And clap my hands. Equip me. Equip me. Enable me to go and preach. Enable me to go and win a soul. Say, Lord Jesus, I refuse to allow people to go to hell as I pray. Oh my God. Oh my God. Give me the power, the anointing, and the grace to reach out to God with compassion. Lift your voice and pray. I cannot hear you. Pray now. Yes. Receive the gift. Receive the grace. Receive compassion. Clap your hands and pray. Lift your voice and pray.
Yes.
Go ahead. Pray now. You can't keep quiet. The days are coming. The day is ending. We are in the last days. Very soon, the Lord shall appear. People are perishing. You are saying, my God, give me the grace. Give me the power. Give me the compassion to have dominion over souls. To win them to the Lord. Pray now. Clap your hands. Clap your hands and pray. Clap your hands and pray. I cannot hear you, somebody. Lift your voice and pray now. Go ahead.
Go ahead, child of God. You are saying the Father, oh God, today I need the strength. I need the power to go out in the name of Jesus. Let me hear a believer right now call unto him for him to grant you the enablement, the zeal to move out. You may think you can do it with your strength, but child of God, I am here to announce to you, when the power of God comes upon you, it doesn't matter the circumstances, it doesn't matter the tribulation, it doesn't matter what you are going through, God will help you in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord.
Please lift your right hand unto Jesus.